Scattered showers bring some needed relief. Thanks for being with us. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. With the entire state in a drought, over the past week, several counties have gotten some desperately needed relief. Lincoln County Extension Agent David Qualls said even with the rain, it doesn't look good.
Corn is really bad shape. A lot of it's tasseling knee high, head high. I don't think there's too much hope for the corn crop. The beans look pretty rough, but they're, I guess some of them planted late have got some chance to recover, and I guess the cotton's got some chance to partially recover. But I feel like our crops, maybe we're going to be reduced 60-70% or more.
Qual said even if they did get some rain now, it wouldn't help the corn, but it might help the beans, cotton, and livestock producers. He said the farmers with cattle and pastures are suffering, and some are getting out while they can.
Of course, our hay crop was really hurt by the dry weather and the freeze, and people's pastures are just really bad or non-existent, and people are liquidating cattle in record numbers at our two stockyards.
However, the rain did help some of the farmers in the state, making the difference for their crops. Jamie Tuck in Weakley County says the past week's rains have allowed his crops to make a comeback.
A week before last, we were in very bad shape. By midday, the corn had turned almost white in places. It was looking really bad, and the beans had quit growing. And we were in pretty dire straits then. And this last week, we received rain in some places every day. Now, after a little recovery time, the corn's looking like a different crop. Altogether, it's perked back up. We've actually got a little hope now.
And according to the latest crop report, 47% of the corn in the state is in poor to very poor condition, and all counties are at least 6 inches below normal in rainfall, with some 15 inches below normal. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.